What in the world does this title have to do with missing God? There are times, often in our life, where we miss God. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there's times where my wife and I try to communicate, and there's times where we communicate very well. And then there's also times where we miss each other. Anybody ever done that in a relationship? She said, we thought we said something. We thought we would communicate. We thought we understood what each other meant. But we missed each other anyway. Well, that happens in any relationship. And frequently, even for the Christian, it happens as we relate to God. And we sometimes do what we think is best. We think that we are understanding what God is trying to communicate to us, but we miss him anyway. Now, the reason why we miss God, first let's talk a little bit about what God is, and I think we all understand this, and I've said this before, God is love, okay? That means that is God's essence. That means that is his characteristic. He is made up of love. Now, that means that everything God does is motivated by love. So when he sent his son, and that's what this passage of scripture says, it says, this is how we know, or this is how love was revealed to us. God sent his son. So what they're saying is that God showed us what love really is by sending a perfect son to die for us. Now, it's important for us to understand that God just does not display love. God is love. Now, I know we say that often, but I really hope that we can really grab hold of that as we study this passage of scripture and as we think about God throughout this week. Not only is God love, I'm going to give you some more characteristics of God. God is omniscient. Right? The word omni, you know what omni? Omni means all. So when you think about the idea, you know, in Nashville, there's a hotel called the Omni Hotel. The reason why that hotel is called the Omni Hotel is because it's supposed to be the hotel that fulfills all of your needs. Right? So God is all. That means that there is nothing that God lacks. God is omniscient, which means he understands and knows all. What does that mean? That means God cannot find out something. He already knows it. You and I can find out. But God, oh yeah, Brother Jones said it. He said, I think the thunder is going to be a little bit better than your thunder this afternoon. You are correct, Brother Jones. I ain't going to even try to compete with God's thunder. But God knows all, which means that he cannot find out anything. You know, people used to say, you better not do that, boy, when God find out. God did not find out. He already knows. He knows what you are doing. He knows what you are thinking. He knows what you're going to think. He knows that if some of you in about 3 to 4 minutes are going to think, I sure hope Brother Mason ain't going to be long because it's wet out there. He knows that thought is coming. Y'all follow me? He knows all. He's also omnipotent, which means he has all power. That means that it's nothing that God cannot do. He controls all. He's sovereign, which means that God has the right to do anything. Right? So God controls it all. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's also omnipresent, which means he's everywhere at all times. You know, people used to say stuff like, I ain't going to that party. I ain't going to that club because God ain't going to be there. No, God is there. As a matter of fact, God, the reason why you made it back from the club is because God was there protecting you. Right? And you want an omnipresent God because you want a God that can protect you when you're in your home, and you want a God that can protect you when you're in the streets. You want someone who can protect your children when they're with you, and you want someone who can protect your children when they're far, far away. So God is love. God is omnipotent. God is omniscient. God is omnipresent. God is all of those things, okay? Those are his characteristics. Now, why do you bring all that up to Brother Mason? I'm almost done. But the reason why I bring it up is because we miss God because we worship and praise God off of his abilities and not his characteristics. Follow me. This passage says, love is revealed to us through the way God sent his son. And then he says, he who does not love doesn't know God because God is love. That's his characteristics. But what happens to us sometimes is that we praise and give God worship as a result of his ability and not his characteristics. So what ends up happening is when we feel like God doesn't meet or doesn't do what he's able to do, we won't give him the worship that his characteristics deserve. I'm trying to explain. Ability and character are two different things. All right? There could be a person who can play basketball, have great ability, but they could be terrible as a character, right? You might be a great singer, but that don't mean you're a good man. You follow me? See, and what happens is that in the world, we have been taught to appreciate ability. We fall in love with ability, and then what happens is when the ability lets us down, we don't like the person. Well, in all actuality, we shouldn't have been in love with their ability anyway. We should have been in love with their characteristics. So we miss God sometimes because we don't truly understand his characteristics, and we find ourselves worshiping him based on his ability. So God can bless. God does bless. God can be and is good. What happens to us is when God, or when we feel like God is not blessing us, then our worship falls short. Because we're worshiping him and we're building a relationship with him based on his ability and not on who he is. If we understand that God is, regardless of what, how we think, he is manifesting himself in our life at the present moment. If we understand that God is always love, then we'll never miss him. But if we keep in our mind and if we worship God based on what he has done for us, then anytime we feel like he's done less than we think we deserve, we don't treat him right. Follow me? So this passage of scripture says God is love. That means God always will be love. So even when you're going through something that you think is not right, it's not because of God's characteristics changed, because his characteristics will always remain the same. It's just that we do not appreciate or are not liking at the present moment how he's manifesting himself in our life. So what happens is we miss him. And we miss him because we love God's ability and not God himself. See, and what happens is when you love God based on his ability, then the result of that is that you make up what God is based on what he's done for you. So if you don't have a clear picture of what God has done for you, then your perception of what he is wrong. Y'all follow me? So we mess up our relationship with God all by ourselves, because we make God into something that he really isn't. We make God into a genie who gives us everything that we need. We make God into whatever it is that we decide. We create the perception of what God is. And if, as long as we're creating a perception based on his ability and not on his characteristics, we will always miss him. Have you ever seen people that seem like, and I ain't gonna say have you seen people, you have been this, but you know how easy it is for us to give God glory when everything is going good? And then you realize you even know people that are faithful to God when things are going good. But as soon as something happens in our life that we don't like, we stop coming to church. We stop worshiping. And the reason why we do it is because we have a bad theology. We're worshiping God based on ability and not characteristics. But if we totally grab hold to who he is, then we don't have to worry about what he's doing, because we realize whenever he does what he's going to do, he's going to do it from the same place that he always done it from, which is love. So, as you go through this week, I'm done. As you go through this week, be sure to not miss God because you're loving him or worshiping him based on ability. Make sure you study God enough to really have a true picture of what he is and not what he does. When I make a mistake in my home, my wife can deal with and overcome the mistake that I've made, not because of the mistake, but she can overcome it because of who I am. I love her. She knows that. So that means that she can overlook some things because of who I am. Now that's me. I'm a human being. You don't even have to overlook some things because of who God is, because even when you don't think it's going to work in your good, God is still going to work it out. You might think it's a mistake because you are worshiping him based on his ability, but it's going to always work out for your good because of what his characteristics are. Y'all follow me? So don't mess up your relationship. Don't have a bad perception of God because you are what has he done for me lately kind of person. Love God because God is love. And his characteristics won't allow him to do anything other than take care of you. Lie. God cannot lie, not because God is unable to lie. God cannot lie because God has not subject himself to lying. He has not exposed himself to that characteristics. That characteristic. Y'all follow me? Some of y'all said, well, that's black. No, that's right. God cannot lie, not because he doesn't have the power to lie. He cannot lie because he has not exposed himself to that characteristics, so that for that reason, he can't do it. All right, I'm going to let you go. This is a Bible study. God is love. Rest assured of that. Rest assured that God is always with you. God is the only person that is with you now, will be with you when you're traveling home, and there with you when you get there. Be proud of that. God is the only person, only creation, only being in the world that will love regardless of who you are. Rest well this week because of who God is, and try your very best not to miss him because you don't like what you think he's done. Go ahead and stand to your feet. We get into the invitation. God is love, and he loved us so much. The scripture tells us how we know that God is love. He loved us so much, and the reason why we know that love is love, it was revealed to us because of what he did with his son. He gave his son to die for our sins. And then the good thing about it, because God gave his son, but then his son came manifested as God himself. So he's 100% God and 100% man. So when his son came to live down here, he lived as a perfect man. So that means he had a perfect way of doing things. So when he died, he rose and he got up with all power in his hand. He got up as a perfect being. So we don't have to worry about him messing it up. He got it right. And that's what we offer to you. We offer you the opportunity to be a part of that relationship. Some of you might be saying, that's a good part. I like to be a part of that relationship. And I was baptized years ago. I was baptized two months ago. And I didn't even realize that God was more than just what he does. It's an opportunity to repent of your actions. Repent of the way that you're thinking. And then help us, ask us, and we can help you to pray that you have a better understanding of God. Because God is love. What's our song for invitation?
78.
Sing as we sing right now.
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus.